KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's currently 62 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Western Iowa news, officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Monday afternoon that they're investigating two separate incidents that took place Sunday at Lake Manawa on the southern edge of Council Bluffs. The first incident happened around 3:20 p.m. Sunday when a 9-year-old girl riding a tube either fell off or was thrown off into the lake. The girl was found face down in the water wearing a personal flotation device or life jacket, if you will. Authorities at some point say the girl went into shock while she was in the water. She was transported to a hospital by Council Bluffs Fire Department and is expected to make a full recovery. The second incident, a boat explosion, happened around 6:50 p.m. Sunday. Four people were on board the boat when the explosion occurred. One victim, 33-year-old Joshua Juranek of Bellevue, Nebraska, was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs and then transferred to the UNMC in Omaha, where he was listed in critical but stable condition, suffering from second-degree burns. A second victim, 33-year-old Kimberly Redd, also of Bellevue, was taken to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of second-degree burns, but was expected to be released soon. The incident happened on the northeast part of the lake. After the explosion, the boat was still floating and has been taken by the DNR for evidence processing. The investigation into both incidents continues between the Council Bluffs Fire Department and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources law enforcement conservation officers. Red Oak police report two arrests occurred Monday evening at around 8:25 p.m. 70-year-old Linda K. King of Red Oak was arrested in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street for theft in the fifth degree, less than $200. King was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And at around 8 p.m. on Monday, I should say, Red Oak police arrested 30-year-old Cody Allen Tunnell of Red Oak for public intoxication. Tunnell was taken into custody in the 100 block of East Hammond Street and held on a $300 bond. A woman from Northwest Iowa was injured during a rollover accident late Monday night in Monona County. The Iowa State Patrol says 39-year-old Tammy Marie Dean of Castaina, who was not wearing her seatbelt, was injured when her SUV rolled over near Mapleton, ejecting her from the vehicle. The accident happened at around 11 p.m. on northbound Highway 175. Officials say Dean was driving a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee and failed to negotiate a left-hand curve. Her SUV left the road and entered the east ditch, and then struck a guardrail on the south side of a bridge before continuing north and rolling over once on the bridge. The Jeep came to rest on its wheels on the east shoulder north of the bridge, facing south. Dean was transported by Mapleton Rescue to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. A report on her condition was not immediately available. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Monday that the operator of a motorcycle was injured during a crash that took place last week and flown to a hospital. 21-year-old Caleb Barnes of Glenwood was flown by a LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center after the 2003 motorcycle he was driving, for reasons unknown, left the south side of Kane Avenue and entered a ditch. Barnes was ejected from the bike and landed about 10 feet from it. The accident happened at around 11:38 p.m. Wednesday on Kane Avenue near 210th Street. The accident remains under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says three people, two adults and a child, were injured during a rollover accident Sunday evening, 5 miles southeast of Exira. In an update to our report yesterday morning, the accident happened at around 6:25 p.m. on 320th Street near Nighthawk Avenue. Officials say 21-year-old Tasha Ann Anderson of Exira was driving a 2002 Hyundai eastbound on 320th and attempting to turn north onto Nighthawk Avenue when her car went out of control, entered the east ditch and rolled over and came to rest in a bean field. Anderson and her passengers, 20-year-old Michaela Bacon and 2-year-old Takaya Zander, all of Exira, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Exira Rescue. There was no report on the extent of their injuries. Anderson faces a charge of failure to maintain control. Damage to her vehicle was estimated at $6,000. In the funeral announcements, Maxine Lambertson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Maxine Lambertson will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Virgil Sorensen, age 79, of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virgil Sorensen will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Earl Westfall, age 83, who's formerly of Greenfield, died May 25th in Arizona. Funeral services for Earl Westfall will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Schleimer, age 82, of Irwin, died Friday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Helen Schleimer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Deborah Brown, age 51, of Harlan, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Deborah Brown will be today from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Wynn Pierce, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlie Pierce will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Floyd Van Ert, age 83, a former longtime Atlantic businessman, died Saturday. Funeral services for Floyd Van Ert will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Brendan's Catholic Church in Leon. Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home of Leon has the arrangements. Norma Nelson, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Nelson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jean Schechinger, age 90, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Jean Schechinger will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Mary's of Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday. A memorial luncheon for Jerry Herrick will be held Saturday from noon until 3 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Christian Bloom, age 83, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Christian Bloom will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Irene Ulrich, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Irene Ulrich is pending for the first weekend in July at the South Lawn Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.